Okay, I've got 101 on my cell phone here, which is never wrong. So why don't we crank this up? We got a pretty big crowd here. I'm impressed that all of you are here. Just to make sure that all you're supposed to be here, this is the Cozy Aircraft Forum. Goodbye, Robert. What's that? So this is the Cozy Aircraft Forum. I'm Mark Zeitlin. It's July 28th, and it's 1 o'clock. And we're in Forum Tent 2. So a couple of years ago when I did this forum, I got some feedback that I had asked for. And the feedback that I got is that I had over-prepared, meaning that I had all these notes, and I was like looking down and reading my notes, and that wasn't all that good. So this year, I swung the pendulum the other way. I got a bunch of slides, but I don't even know what's on them. And I didn't prepare any notes or anything, so I'm just going to wing this. It's going to be about a half an hour, and then we'll move on to the next part of the show. So what am I going to... This is the standard presentation. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, then I'm going to tell you, then I'm going to tell you what I told you. So I'll give you a little introduction of who I am, what's a cozy. We're going to thank Nat, who was sitting over... Is he still... Yeah, Nat's sitting over there. Talk about aircrafts... And we'll get to clap some more later, because I've actually got a couple of slides. Talk about aircraft spruce taking over the plans, why you might want to build build and or fly a cozy. A little bit about the safety record. I haven't seen... Nat always had some information about accidents and incidents and evaluations of them in the newsletters, and that was always extremely helpful in trying to understand what was going on. But I went back and I tried to pull out all the information from the FAA records about cozy accidents, and we'll talk a little bit about that and what happened and why. I'm not interrupting you, am I, Robert? Okay. We'll talk a little bit about the cost, what support is available for builders and flyers, how many there are, about the fact that Brock has closed their doors and other vendors have taken over. A little bit about my building experiences, some techniques, tips and tricks, trip examples, some examples of airports. And then had some requests for a little discussion about the structure of the aircraft and some common modifications, some that are approved, some that are not approved, some that are not acceptable with an extra parentheses. A little bit about futures and conclusions. Questions and answers, and then I'll introduce Chris Esselstein. I decided, actually, after I'd made up this slide, that if it works okay, I'd just as soon take questions in line while I'm talking. So if somebody's got a question, raise your hand. If it gets in a hand, I'll tell you all to shut up, and we'll hold them to the end. So who am I? Mark Zeitlin. A lot of you know who I am. That's where my biography and resume is, if you're really interested in that sort of stuff. I've loved airplanes since I was younger than these kids here. I built a zillion model aircraft, and I was never very good at flying them, but I was good at building them. So I've only got two left out of the zillions that I built. My thesis for my master's degree was on the design, construction, and testing of an electromagnetically launched model glider. This was something that we were working on for the Navy. They wanted to replace catapults on aircraft carriers with essentially a DC railgun. And so they wanted something that we could demonstrate that would get accelerated to 200 miles an hour in a 10-foot length, which basically meant it had to accelerate at 200 Gs to 200 miles an hour. And we managed to build something that pretty much worked, and I got somebody who actually knew how to fly RC models to fly it after it came off the launcher. So that was pretty cool. I actually got paid as a research assistant to build a model airplane. And after I got out of college, I built a Quickie Q2. Never flew that one, although the plane has flown with a subsequent owner. And I built Cozy Mark IV, number 386, which is sitting out on the line in home-built camping, 83 Mike Zulu. Right now, it's sitting at 389.9 hours after a two-hour familiarization flight for Steve Campbell today. And I started and I administer the unofficial Cozy Builders webpage and the Cozy Builders mailing list, which many of you are on. So what's a Cozy Mark IV? Well, a little bit of history. It's a derivative of Burt Rutan's Long Easy, and it evolved through a three-place to a four-place in the early 1990s. And it's a, for those of you that are really unsure of why you're sitting here, it's a canard, meaning the big wings in the back, the small wings in the front, the engine's in the back, it's got a pusher prop, little picture up in the top there. It's a four-place, or could be considered a two-by-two, a two-plus-two, depending upon you know, how big the people are that you want to stuff in the back. Or it's two people and a ton of luggage. You may have seen some of the pictures on the website of my wife and I flying out here from, out to California from the West Coast with the back filled up with luggage and bags and things, and we might have been able to pour a pint of water in there with it if we had had one. And it's a very efficient, fast, long-distance cruiser. That's what it's made for, and that's what it does. We came out here from Tehachapi last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 2 4.5-hour legs, one stop. It's about 1,600 nautical miles, 1,500 to 1,600 nautical miles. We stopped in Greeley, Colorado, 4.5 hours to Greeley, 4.5 hours to here. If I could stay awake that long, we could do it in one day. There's an explanation of the aerodynamics of the plane in relation to conventional aircraft that Nat gave at his forum last year. I've got that online. It's on the website, and it's a good read for those of you that want to understand the difference between conventional aircraft that have the engine on the wrong end and the wings on the wrong end and these airplanes. So here's Nat and Shirley Puffer standing in front of their airplane, and Nat's the designer. He took the Long Easy and modified it, turned it into something that people could sit next to each other in and be more comfortable and more friendly, have a lot more space. At this point, he's retired and from both work and from the cozy world and is building a Jabiru. And somebody sent me this picture of Nat in his garage working on his plane. And sorry to say the engine's on the wrong end, but he'll have a good time flying it. I want to talk a little bit about some of the wonderful work that Nat did in developing this plane. One of the issues with canards is they can, if the CG is in the wrong place, get into something called a deep stall, which is can lock in and be very dangerous. Nat did modified his aircraft with a long tube with a weight in it so he could shift the CG while he was in flight, and did extensive testing to guarantee the safety of the aircraft, to guarantee that he understood where the CG needed to be. And there's very few people that have ever done anything like this for the safety of the aircraft. I'm certainly not aware of any other canards that have gone through this type of testing. And this is a testament to Nat's desire to ensure the safety of his builders. So, as you may know, Nat sold the rights to the plans to Aircraft Spruce. Cozy Aircraft Corp, the plans sales are now through Aircraft Spruce. And I don't know if they brought any here, but if you're interested, you can check in the Aircraft Spruce booth in Building A, and you can certainly order them through them. So why would you want to build a Cozy Mark IV? Well, the first thing is you want to build something. It doesn't necessarily have to be a cozy, but you better want to build. Don't start building a plane unless you want to build a plane. If all you want to do is fly one, look and trade a plane, look in the CSA newsletter, wait till one comes up for sale. If you come up for sale every year, you'll be able to find one. If you start building and you don't want to build, you're going to end up with a one-third finished model, project that somebody else is going to get a real good deal on. Use model comparison techniques. The use model comparison. As I told you, I didn't practice this at all. Got to remember what I wrote here. What are cozies good for? They're good for going fast from one place to another. You got to determine whether that's what you want to do. I wanted to be able to get in the airplane, go visit people that are halfway across the country, and do it in a day. I didn't want to go fly and land on sandbars and go fishing. I didn't want to go bush flying. I didn't want to just buzz around. I don't want to do aerobatics. I wanted to get from one place to another quickly and efficiently. That's what this plane does. It's very economical. We cruised out here, as I said, from Tehachapi. Our true airspeed was about 172 to 175 knots, and we were burning 9.3 gallons an hour doing that. Slow down a little more than that, you get even better gas mileage, but that's pretty darn good. Carrying capacity. If you're going to carry four people, it's pretty tight. I've taken four people up for rides, and it gets a little cramped, and you're not going to take any luggage with you. But if you got two people or even three people, it's not bad. I flew out here with two guys from Tehachapi. They're not real big guys, but still three seats were full. All our camping gear, a tent, three sleeping bags, three bags, two PCs, sleeping bag pads, clothing, video cameras, blah, 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 blah. So there's an awful lot of stuff you can cram in the back of here, even with three people, and full fuel, three people, all that stuff. We're still about 50 to 100 pounds under gross. Compare the safety features. There has never been a failure, a structural failure, of a Rutan derivative composite aircraft that was built correctly. We'll talk about accidents later, but that's a fact. You've got the stall-resistant capability of the plane, which is something I demo in all the demo rides that I've done this week. Pull all the way back on the stick, plane just bobs along, crank it over into a 30 or 45-degree bank, and now you're bobbing along, it turning. You're not going to spin. You're not going to fall out of the sky. And then it's made out of composites. Do you want to build an aircraft out of composites? That's something you've got to determine. Can you deal with the chemicals? Do you want to buck rivets? Do you want to work in wood? Do you want to work with composites where you really only need a scissors and a scale, and you can build an aircraft? Whoops. Okay. Is that the right one? Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the safety record. Like I said, there have been no accidents caused by structural or aerodynamic failures of properly built and flown cozy aircraft, and in fact, of any Rutan derivative canards. That's very easies, long easies, three-place cozies, four-place cozies, none. Since 1989, there have been 11 reported accidents in the United States, and this is from the FAA database. There may be things going on that we don't hear about. In fact, my incident is not listed here. But these are the reported accidents. There's been one in Mexico, two in France, two in South Africa, and as I said, there have been a few that are unreported, but by definition, the unreported ones are low severity, if anything, very low severity. If anything severe happens, it gets into the database. There have been four fatal accidents in cozies. One was caused by a poor approach and a hard landing. One was caused by a low approach snagging wires off the end of the runway, so you can imagine how low that was. And in fact, there were four people in that aircraft. Two of them were killed. The two people in the back seat lived. So even there, on a very bad crash, it wasn't completely fatal for the people in the back seat. One was caused by severe wind shear going into a relatively short runway in Mexico, not keeping speed up enough. And one was caused, and there's a sort of question mark on this. We're not really sure exactly what the causality was here, but we believe there was some improper construction of the wings and a possible CG problem that occurred in France. Then there have been 11 non-fatal accidents. And look at the causes of these. Fuel exhaustion, GU canard contamination, which is also possibly center of gravity related. Another center of gravity of related deep stall that the pilot admitted he had put the CG in the wrong place, miscalculated, had the vortilons either off or not in the right place. A lot of issues on that one. There have been four engine failures, fuel system failures. Two poor approaches and landings, one rudder flutter. This is another one in France. It was improperly built. I had the same issue on my plane. I had got rudder flutter at about 202 miles an hour in some of my first few flights, and I had to adjust it. I didn't have any structural failure, but again, that's a mistake in rigging the aircraft. Yes, what's the question? The GU canard is the original canard that was used on the, it's a different airfoil shape. It was used on the Very Easy, the Long Easy, and the original Cozy 3 place. GU stands for Glasgow University, which is where it was developed in Scotland. Where was I? One possible over-tightened bolt, and these are the last couple of accidents that have occurred recently in South Africa. Over-tightened bolt, wheel pants got tangled in the wheels. It might have just been bad landing technique. It's not. We're not really sure exactly what happened there. And then the last one was a poor takeoff with no rotation off of a grass runway by somebody who was still in their phase one testing period and didn't really know how long the runway was that they were taken off of and how far they should go before they should abort the takeoff. So you can see by looking at these, there's nothing here that says wing fell off, canard fell off, landing gear fell off. All these accidents are either people making some sort of mistake, which is what people do, or something like engine fuel system failure, which has nothing to do with what type of airplane it's in. Robert.